WPNQ with the Susan Show.
All right, big props to Andy Corbin for getting this young lady on the phone. Aww. We want to say hello to the most famous person in Normal right now, Melissa Wall. You might know her working at Eye Surgical Associates, or you might know her as the latest big, big winner on Wheel of Fortune.
I almost said it with you guys.
You should have, yeah.
Now, Melissa, when did this whole journey start? How long ago did you audition for the show?
I auditioned in June. There's this thing called the Wheelmobile that just kind of travels around the country. Mm-hmm. And it just happened to be in Forsyth. And my stepmom knows that I've loved this show since I was a little girl. And she just texted me and she said, "You have to go." And so I randomly went, and then all the way to February, I ended up on the show. It's so exciting.
It's amazing. Is it a hard audition process? I mean, first you start with, like, crossword puzzles, don't you?
Kind of. It's a lot of luck, believe it or not, at first, because it's kind of like a cattle call where everyone just goes to audition. They throw everyone's name in this barrel, if you will, and then they just randomly select names to come up on stage and kind of fake solve puzzles with a Pat Sajak, like, not the real one, but the fake one.
Sure,
and of course the fake Vanna White too, sure. And then from there, they kind of like what they saw, they called you back for a second audition, which it was about 8 days later that I went to Springfield for my second audition. That's where the crossword puzzles kind of came in. It was a bigger deal because the producers from California were there, and they, of course, did the same kind of puzzles that we all had to kind of solve together, mock of the show. But they also gave us this really difficult test, and some of the letters were filled in, like, you know, very common before and after phrase and everything like that. And they gave us about 5 minutes to do it. And I don't think I did very well on that, but I hope my personality kind of showed them that I would be a good contestant.
I think that's honestly what they look for, is how you handle stress and whether or not you're going to freeze up in that stressful period. It's not whether you're the best puzzle solver or not. It's not about trivia. It's just whether the show's going to be entertaining, whether you win or not.
Yeah.
But you, young lady, won a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, my gosh. Never in a million years would I have expected to do what I did.
Okay, so it was before the final round that you won the car, right?
No, that was my final round prize.
Oh, I thought that happened during the wheel.
Pardon me?
I thought that happened in one of the earlier rounds. So you picked up half a car?
Oh, I did, but I never picked up the other half.
Oh, my apologies. Okay, so...
Oh, no, not at all. You know, I did pretty well during the game. I think I ended up with a little more than $15,000, and pretty much all of that was in round two. I'm a gambler in life, and there was this mystery wedge, and if you leaned on it, you got a 50-50 chance.
Mm-hmm.
It could either be a bankrupt, or it could be $10,000, and I knew I was only going to be on this show once in my life, so I took the risk, and I ended up with $10,000+ that round.
Okay, I have not seen you play the final round, so they've changed Wheel, if you haven't watched it in a while, where instead of everybody just always guessing the same R-S-T-L-N-E, you know, as the most common letters, they give you those now, and you have to pick three other letters.
Right.
When they got to that point, Melissa Wall, by the way, who is from Normal and won big on Wheel of Fortune. When you got to that point and you had to pick your other three letters, did you already know what was kind of there on the final prize, or were you totally guessing out of the woodwork?
Well, you know, before going to that final round, I had always told myself if I made it this far, then I was going to wait and kind of analyze the puzzle and pick out logical letters instead of just going in with letters pre-picked. So... You know, during that final round, I really took my time and I picked the right letters, which lucky me, because I don't think very many people end up winning that final bonus round.
Yeah, no, so I think so.
I was pretty shocked and just so excited. And that's when I won the car. Actually, it's a Fiat 500X Trucking.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited. I'm going to pick the color yellow because that was my contestant color on Wheel of Fortune. I was middle player yellow.
That's awesome.
And that was also yellow on the set. So I figured it's just perfect.
How long did you have to wait and keep the secret? Because Wheel of Fortune threatens you. If you tell anybody the outcome, you don't get your prizes. They're not the only show to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst. So I taped on February 5th, and I brought three people with me. So almost daily I had to call them and just, you know, talk about it because at work, at iSurgical Associates, of course, they were all wanting to know. And, you know, it was so hard to keep that secret from everyone, but absolutely worth it when everyone saw the final outcome. Everyone was just completely floored. So it was fantastic to see everyone just jaw dropped to the ground.
If I was on Wheel of Fortune, there's no way that I would be able to keep this a secret from you, Susan. I am telling you.
I would have tickled it out of you. I would have held you down and tickled you out of it.
You were very good at that.
But I also would have kept your secret, I'm just saying.
Yeah, totally.
All right, so now that you've kept the secret, how long before you get the prizes?
Oh, I know. That's the other worst part of it. I don't know if there's a lot of paperwork involved. I'm sure there is. I have 4 months to wait for the cash and then 5 months to wait for the car.
Oh, my gosh.
From now or from February?
From the tape date. Or pardon me, not from the tape date. From the air date.
From the air date.
April 14th.
So everybody's expecting you to pick up the tab now, and you don't have no extra money.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, well, I haven't quite gotten it yet.
is there anything that you did not expect when you ended up on the set? Like, is Pat Sajak taller than he looks?
I think he's actually shorter than he looks. And I think now that I remember, just the two of them, Pat and Vanna, they were very down to earth, just very approachable.
That's good.
And I felt like I could be myself around them, you know, and I really had a lot of fun. I was very energetic, and Pat made it that much easier.
Do the producers tell you, don't pick up Pat?
No.
I've seen a couple of people do that, and he looks at the camera like you were supposed to tell him not to pick me up.
You know, they didn't. They gave us very little instruction, as a matter of fact, which I've seen the show since I was a very little girl, but I actually forgot. I was just so caught up in the moment that we were supposed to run to the car and, like, get in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you watch the bonus round, like, I'm just in complete shock for a while, and Pat Sajak almost ran from me because I was just that excited about it.
I love it.
And then we ran to the car, and I was just in such belief. I was waving at the camera like a nerd.
Wow.
And just, you know, so excited about it.
That's amazing. I am excited for you. Final question. Who smells better, Pat or Vanna?
Oh, it's got to be Vanna.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I actually, when I won the car, the very first thing that I did, besides talking to my family, of course, I missed the car, and I ran to Vanna, and I gave her a big hug, which didn't actually air, but... I mean, it was so cool to actually say, hey, I hugged Pat and I hugged Vanna. And I had just a blast on that show. It was great.
Well, congratulations, Melissa. Thank you for taking the time to share the story with us. I know a lot of people have been interviewing you, but that is really huge. It's also a show from my childhood that if I turn it on and it's there, I can't turn it off until it's over.
I love how you guys had a viewing party at a bar.
Yes.
Probably the first time that...
Yes, the McKays. They were so nice to have us out and... packed the entire house, and it was just wonderful. A lot of my coworkers were there, so it was just fantastic again to see all of them jump up and down, hoop and holler, and say, "What? You kept a secret from me for that long?"
Wow,
that's great.
That was the hardest part of the whole show.
Sure it was
keeping the secret.
It probably was.
All right. Well, any chance of you going back and doing like a round of champions or best of? Is there ever that for Wheel of Fortune?
I wish that they let us do that, but. They say it's a one-time shot, so once you do it, you're done, because there's so many other people who want to be on this show. So I understand. Let everyone else have their turn and hopefully win big like I did.
You did a good turn, Melissa. We're proud of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The worst thing in the world would have been, oh, my God, that person from Normal makes it on to viral videos of having the worst answer ever.
It happens sometimes.
It happens on game shows all the time.
I kind of had a moment like that, but I'm glad it hasn't went totally viral yet.
You've obviously
But you were a winner.
Won.
It's fine.
Yeah, you were a big winner, and we're proud of you here in Central Illinois.
Yay!
And
Send us a
picture of you in that nice little yellow Fiat when you get it, okay?
Yeah. Oh, you know I will. I'll drive by your studio and start honking.
Awesome.
Absolutely.